This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hundreds of people are missing and thousands are homeless after Hurricane Charley swept through Florida last night. The storm was Category 4, larger than had been expected. When Charley made landfall off the on the islands off of Fort Myers, Florida, it packed 145-mile-per-hour winds and a storm surge of up to 15 feet. The storm now seems to be headed toward North Carolina. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE in Orlando joins us. Pat, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And reports of deaths have been going up as we've been trying to report the story this morning. What's the situation now?
Well, the situation for the Punta Gorda area and around Sanibel Island is most of the fatalities are around a mobile home park. Now, mobile home residents, because of the somewhat flimsy nature of those structures, were told early in order to leave. A lot of the people down in Punta Gorda reportedly were unable to escape in time, and that's why the body count is really, it's difficult to tell, because it's entirely possible those homes were simply just swept away, and it'll be a while before emergency crews can actually ascertain the damage and the number of lives lost.
Mm-hmm. The eye of the storm passed directly over Punta Gorda, right?
That's correct.
I know, as a reporter, you've been inside the eye of a hurricane. Can you tell us what it's like?
It's where a hurricane is the most surreal, Scott, because from the perspective of someone on the ground, the winds, for example, may be blowing to your perspective from right to left. Then the eye passes overhead and everything becomes instantly quiet. So clear, in fact, you can see stars overhead. But then the other side of the storm blows through, and those original storm winds that were going from right to left now suddenly go from left to right, and anything that had been uprooted by the first round of winds are then pulled out by the second.
Pat, what's the situation with power, water, basic services, and utilities as people try and repair and recover from this?
Well, here in Orlando, we're still picking up the pieces. Roughly half of the city itself is without power. I'm in the suburb of College Park, where power is totally gone. Spoke to some utility workers who say that it's going to be probably anywhere from 48 to 72 hours before our power is restored. And the problem is that we have all of these decades-old oak trees, very heavily wooded right around College Park and Winter Park, and now a lot of those trees have either been uprooted or major limbs fall in the middle of the roadway. So even getting from here to there is turning out to be a challenge. And local emergency managers are just telling people, stay home. It's too dangerous with the power out. We don't even have reliable water systems or traffic lights. So it's still going to be a few days to put everything back together.
And Pat, finally this. Were authorities surprised by ultimately the size or even the course of the storm?
It appears that way. It appears that way. Originally, we were expecting winds maybe of about 120 miles per hour when Charley made landfall, and that landfall was expected in the Tampa Bay area. Then all of a sudden, we had winds of 145 miles per hour, which is a Category 4 storm, and then it made a sudden turn to the east, and all of a sudden, it was on top of Charlotte County and Sanibel Island and Punta Gorda, and state officials don't want to say that they were surprised, but the loss of life would apparently indicate that.
Pat Duggins of member station WMFE in Orlando, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.